Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. I've got a good one for you today. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a fast and easy way for you guys to lose some money. Super fast. So please subscribe, comment on the video, share the video. And today we have a sponsor, which is the Satellite Phone Store. So let's get right into it. You know, there has been a banking report that is absolutely staggering. They tried to keep it under the radar, but it's not. And I want to share the banking report with you, which is 62 pages long. But also, I want to discuss the fact that banks are clamping down. They are not paying for things. You have a dispute? Tough. We don't care. You think somebody used your credit card by mistake? Prove it. Prove it that it wasn't you. It is a real, real problem right now with this. And J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citibank, they just denied in the last year and a half $880 million worth of payments that people said were fraudulent, and they're saying, tough. Prove it that they were. And they're not going to pay these. Now, here's what's wild about this. Okay? You have $560 million that was flat out refused because you authorized it. Now think about this, with Zelle, with different payment programs and things like that, you know, you have to agree to send the money to somebody. And the problem with it, the reason why I don't like it, it's just, hey, what's your phone number? Here's my phone number, punch in my phone number. Oh, is that your name? Yeah, let me send you the money. And it's instantly gone. And it is not something that you can go, oh, wait a second, I sent it to the wrong person, I can get it back. Now, you can dispute certain things like that, and they will, in fact, send it back. But there is another $260 million that they flat out rejected, where people said it was fraud, and people said it was unauthorized, and they're saying no. So,
and there's the man.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good, man. Hey, how's it going, man? Let me finish. Okay. Hey, Don. Good to see you, man.
Sorry to bug you.
No, it's okay. It's all good, man. I'll stop and see you. So, one thing that's wild about this is... buddy of mine since I've known since I was 14, okay? One thing that's wild is the $260 million, they're just flat out denying now. Now, here's the thing about this. When you use these services like Venmo and things like that, make sure you know who you're sending the money to. Make sure you know you have your credit cards. I am telling everybody to pay their credit cards off, but here's the funny thing. I know people that have said, honey, do you know where the credit cards are at? Oh, I thought they were in the drawer. No, they're not. They don't even know where their credit cards are at, which sounds ridiculous because most people use it to the hilt when they do it. But anyways, this is not going to get paid anymore. There was such a rash 3 years ago of stupidity where people went out and authorized people to use their credit cards and just were stupid, fell for different things. And you know, there was one story below where a woman, she went out and they're building the all the areas for the surf competition out here. This is right next to the pier. You've got all the volleyball blocked off. And come next week, this thing will be jamming with people. It's also, they moved it a week later this year, which is kind of wild because normally it's already going on right now. So, with that being said, people have been authorizing these transactions and not paying attention to who the money is going to. You know, and this woman that the article was written about, they did a really good number where, hey, you owe us this money and you owe us $3,500. We need to get a hold of you. You need to make sure that your account hasn't been compromised. And they gave her a phone number and her sister called the number from another phone and they answered it Wells Fargo, and in fact was not Wells Fargo. So with that being said, it, you know, this is what's happening, guys. You have to protect yourself. Now the next thing is, if you are the victim of this stuff, if you think that somebody has stolen anything from you, you have to check your charges. I have credit cards, it's the greatest thing ever. If I pay for parking for $3, it sends me a text message. So if I get something and I go, wait, I wasn't at that store, I didn't do something online, it's gonna let me know right away. The Social Security Administration has issued two warnings right now. And the first one is, don't expect the payment to be that big. Last year it was 3.2% of an increase. This year it's going to be less. The year before was 8.2%. We're going to have nothing like that right now. But the wild, wild thing about this is that there is different companies that work with the Social Security Administration saying, hey, if you sign up and you give us your authorization, we will get you a $600 stimulus check. Everybody wants free money. Everybody wants that. But the only problem is it's a scam. It's not real. So not only is this not something that you should authorize and make sure you're protected, do yourself a favor. And if it's too good to be true, make sure you're talking to somebody from the Social Security office. There's a very large office in Santa Ana, California that people go into all the time and they answer all the questions, and it's the way to go. That's if you can go there, do it, okay? But the other thing right now that you're seeing is I've had people write me over the course of the last week, and this is gonna start happening between now and Election Day, and that is that you're going to lose access to your credit. It's going to get cut down and cut off. And what I mean by that is a woman wrote me, had a $25,000 line of credit. It got cut down to 10 overnight. Now, again, $10,000 is a lot of money, but for an emergency, if you need $25,000, if you were out of the country and you needed to get home or something serious happened, that's one thing that's great to have. But the banks are not foolish right now. They're just getting rid of all this stuff. Let me show you. These are different areas you can pay for. And when the competition goes on, like I couldn't stand on the pier right now if the competition was going on, because they will sell tickets now for the pier. And, you know, as the construction grows, you can just see it. It's really cool. So anyways, just all the stuff that's happening, you know, think about this. Banks are only authorized, and I've got a link below for you, to pay you back when it was unauthorized, when it's a scam, if your card's been stolen. Now, recently, I lost a credit card. Don't know where I lost it. And in the wash, they found another credit card. So I was like, okay, great, there's my credit card. And I didn't look at it, but what happened was I had a credit card where it was replaced because the chip was falling out, and I didn't think anything about it. So that was the credit card I found, was the one that was damaged. So the other one was in fact lost. So they wrote me and said, listen, we're freezing the account for you. Thank God they did that. But any of those charges, if somebody would have picked it up and been unscrupulous, I would have been the victim of that. So make sure that you're checking stuff like this. Make sure you're checking credit cards. If you have cards that you don't use, periodically use them. Just go charge 10 bucks on it, because it restarts the cycle again and it restarts the time frame. You're seeing cards. I've had people write me and say, listen, we're low in the credit line if you don't use the card in 12 months. That's terrible, guys, okay? So, you know, just make sure you know where your cards are at. Make sure you check everything. If you can get text messages, the thing that infuriated me is one card that I canceled was that, hey, you're late on your credit card. You can send me a text message for that, but you can't call and remind me. No, we don't have that system set up to remind you of a payment. Okay. Protect yourself and get ready, guys. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. Guys, one thing that I do wherever I go now is take my satellite phone with me. I absolutely love this thing. It is absolutely fantastic. I can use it anywhere there is open sky. I can call any cell phone. I can call any number. I have voicemail. I can text. If you go to danssatphone.com, you can get all the discounts from the satellite phone store. They have a program where they will give you a free phone and the minutes roll over with a 24-month commitment. It is absolutely fantastic. But think about this. The latest tragedy, fires, things like that, people need to have a satellite phone in their house. The other thing is the people that were stuck between the 15 freeway and Las Vegas, these people, some had no cell coverage, some ran out of power in their Teslas. You need to have a satellite phone with you. It's very inexpensive. It gives you peace of mind. What is your peace of mind worth? Go to danssatphone.com and check it out today, guys. I absolutely love this thing. But think about this. I have the Iridium 9555 phone. And this phone, again, 24-month commitment. You have minutes that roll over. I can call anybody. They can call me. Any phone can call me. And you've heard about all these tragedies, the fire in Hawaii where a man saved thousands of people's lives with one satellite phone by telling them to get themselves saved. Check it out today. Go to danssatphone.com. Check it out today. They have all different types of GPS products. The company's fantastic. To follow up on a couple things we talked about before, think about this. That fire that was burning the EV car batteries, they finally put it out. They finally reopened the 15 freeway between LA and Las Vegas. Here's the problem, guys, is that I've had a dozen people write me, text me. My friends were stuck in that. People that had EV cars were stuck near Yermo, which is hell. Y-E-R-M-O, okay? And they had no way of charging the vehicles. And they were just sitting there, worried about this. So, absolute disaster, absolute nightmare. And, this is something that has to be looked at. And again, so many people have written me, firemen have written me in the last 24 hours to say, Dan, if you have a fire like that and you're gonna put that in your house, how is that safe? And they have nothing but problems. When certain fire agencies go to calls, do you have an electric car in the house? Do you have a gun in the house? I mean, it's like crazy questions that they ask people. So there's that. The other thing is the explosion that they had at Yellowstone. Well, one thing that my brother has sent me and other people have talked about how serious this is that if that had a volcano, super eruption, it could take out multiple states, and it could be so bad for the climate, it could be so bad that people would not be able to survive this. You could basically have a nuclear type winter from this. So like how nobody just kind of blew that off, but read the story below on this thing, because it could be pretty bad, or would it be bad? That's what they're saying this, and these geologists that sit there and cover all this, that's what they're talking about. So, you know, what do you think about the banks? Do you think the banks do enough to protect us? Because I don't. I don't think the banks have employees. It's funny, 15, 20 years ago, you saw the same bankers every day when you walked in these banks. Now, every time you go in there, there's somebody new. And they just don't pay them enough, and they don't care about this. And even management's like, I'm leaving for a better gig. So let me know what you think about this, because this is just... so much is going on right now, so much is happening, but we're seeing this as such a problem right now when it comes to the bank and the lack of services that we're getting from the banks. And again, when you put your money in the bank, I know this, and I've had people, dozens of people write me, you know, your money's not there anymore, Dan. Yes, I understand that they lend the money out the second you make a deposit in the bank. The point is that this is getting worse and worse and worse, because the lack of services and the lack of care and the lack of, you know, they want to cut your credit cards off, but they don't want to pay you back if somebody steals from you. So what do you do? What's the right answer to all this stuff? So they opened up a new restaurant at the end of the Huntington Beach Pier, and everybody's out this morning walking around. So let me know. Let me know what you think about all this. Steven sent me a few things from the UK, and this is a perfect example of how things are exactly the same in other countries as they are here in the United States. And first things first, for some reason you have industries that take a big hit during economic downturns. It's funny, carpet. People are not buying carpet like they used to. I talked about a big carpet store in the UK that he sent me that was closing, you know, over 100 stores about 6 weeks ago. Now there's a new place called SCS, which is Sofa Carpet Specialist, that has effective immediately is not going to be selling carpet. Well, their name says carpet specialist. So no, we're not gonna do that. And again, because of the difficulty. Now, here's the thing about certain home improvements. People, when economic times get tough, I don't need to paint the house right now. It doesn't look that bad. Oh, listen, I know the electrical outlet doesn't work that bad. Don't worry about that. the carpet, listen, honey, we'll just get it cleaned one more time and we'll worry about that next year. That's what people do. Now, the next thing is a store called Next, which is a clothing store. It's got a bunch of stores throughout, and they're gonna start charging you for hangers. Have you ever heard of that? Because this is a first for me. 15 cents a hanger. Is that crazy? So, you know what? So, okay, my shirt is $46 plus my hanger is 15 cents. How crazy is that, guys? But again, sign of the desperate times that we live in. It's that simple, sign of the desperate times. Now, the next thing is a bar called Revolution Bars that's like, they revamped in April and they cut back on, you know, different food items to make the experience better all the way around. And it's not working. They closed 11 stores already. Looks like 20 more are gonna go down. But again, this is the same thing that's happening here. People don't have any extra money. And the thieves are out there trying to rip us off blind, and the banks are making more money than ever. This is happening in the UK, Canada, South America. Every country writes me and tells me how bad this is, but the scams also are getting more prevalent. And still, the most wild ones I covered 2 years ago was in Singapore, where people would impersonate the bank and they got graphics made. So like they would sit behind the desk and they would say, you know, Bank of Singapore, and call you with a video call. And you're like, oh my gosh, the bank's calling me. Oh, you need me to transfer money? That was the most wild one I'd heard of yet. So let me know what you think about all this stuff. You know, people are gonna write me and tell me it's good in certain areas, and it is. It's not bad everywhere. You have rich people that are out, you know, enjoying themselves. You got a morning at the beach where thousands of people are at the beach, but the beach is free, guys. If you get free parking, enjoy. You know what I mean? It's that simple. So times are difficult right now, and you have to protect yourself and be leery of any possible scam out there, because the savings that you have, all these discounted shopping networks and things like that, are a problem. You're starting to see major changes from Costco and from Sam's Club, places like that, that they're trying to sit there and say that they're not going to just continue with the discounts. Are going to make it so that they're going to limit certain merchandise, limit the number of things you can buy. Who's ever heard of that? And speaking of, one other thing Steven sent me that I thought was funny was they're starting to send Christmas items out. Christmas. It is July, guys. It's July, and they're sending Christmas items out. So one thing that they're doing is they're cutting back on what these Christmas tubs, which are basically chocolates and things like that, and they're smaller. They're about 10%, 15% smaller, and people buy these things to celebrate the holidays, and they've already got it. The thing that bothers me is the chocolates that you get now. It's like they're sitting around for 6 months before you give those out. So share your thoughts on all this stuff, but you're going to see the desperation of the holidays be brought around us very soon. One thing that happens here in Huntington Beach, because of how rough the surf can get, you get riptides that can pull people in different directions. And the lifeguard just warned everybody to come in. So you're seeing that. And again, only experienced surfers should be out there right now. They're saying that you shouldn't be above water that's above your waist right now. But again, so many people don't listen and they're just out there like it's nothing. You know, it's crazy. So Steve from Colorado, I'm gonna end the video with this one, wrote a question, and he said, what about the difference between a bank bailout and a bail-in? It's very simple, okay? During the last economic crisis, let's just say 2008, the banks were bailed out. They were given money that they were supposed to lend out to spur the economy, and they kept it, paid themselves huge bonuses, and kept that bailout money for themselves. This time, with a bail-in, what they're going to do is, if you have $8,000, $800,000, they're going to say, well, now, Dan, you're a member of the bank. We're going to issue shares in the bank. And they're going to take that capital and use it for themselves right now. So that's a bail-in. Now, Steve says, I've seen arguments for both, but I don't trust them. I don't trust any of these guys. You just heard how they're not paying people back. They're lowering credit limits. They're making money hand over fist in certain areas and losing money hand over fist in certain areas. So this is a disaster, guys. That's only going to get worse. So reach out. hello@iallegedly.com. Make sure if you are a member of the email list that you have checked your spam filter and make sure you get the most current email, and reach out anytime. I'll see you guys very soon.